Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Pro Football Doc podcast. Week 14 almost in the books, except for two Monday night games.
Yeah.
Week 15 then around the corner. Lots of injuries and things to discuss. A little bit different today. I'm from home studio, as you can see here. Jacob's from home. Usually like doing it in person because then I can just look straight at you and, you know, and talk and so forth. But this will work. How you doing, Jacob?
Good. Well, advanced technologically, you got the phone that flips out two screens now, so double your output.
Against everyone in the room who would not help me set up this phone. I mean, I got this Z Fold phone, right? It's you know, whatever. It's like an iPad. I don't know.
Everyone's pretty sweet.
Afraid of it, including me. No, all good. Fun weekend, long weekend, lots of football. I don't know if you let's get going on the injury rundown. I actually went up to LA on Saturday. I did not go to, obviously, I was in the war room for the game. Did not go to his actual halftime ceremony. But I did go up to the Saturday night reception. And it was good to see a lot of people. Some I forgot about. The coolest one that I saw. I mean, a lot of cool people there, right? I mean, a lot of people, some that I see somewhat regularly and some that I don't, and including some of management. But the coolest one is a guy came up to me and I almost forgot about him. You guys will be, you'll never guess who it was. See, in the NFL, look, when you guys are San Diego State, there's another San Diego State player in the NFL. You get a picture after the game, or at the Pro Bowl, you gather it with a picture. Look, when you're in the Ivy League, you claim every Ivy Leaguer because there aren't that. it's like claiming all of the Mountain West or claiming all of the, you know, whatever division that it is. But I've forgotten a guy named, you guys will never know his name, so I'll say it. Carl Morris was a legit Ivy League wide receiver who was in the NFL a couple of years. Carl Morris, he played wide receiver for us for 2 years, and that was so long ago I forgot. He came and said hello, and he made my evening. He's like, "You're the guy I want to say hello and see." I was like, "You got low bar then." but Marcellus was there, so we had to take an Ivy League picture just to have bigger numbers, right?
Yeah, plenty of names. I think you saw Eric Weddle, Phil Rivers, of course, Antonio Gates. Yeah, plenty of
Weddle kind of lives in this northern San Diego area. I did not see Weddle at the reception because I didn't go to the game. And Phillip, I talked to, he was, look, when you're on Phillip's level, it's different. He flew in for the game and then flew out. He wasn't there on Saturday. And it's amazing he found a Southwest connection flight to get him there and back. I don't think it was that. But I saw on the video, he greeted our former athletic trainer that the Chargers put out that video. And I text Philip. That's his son that's with him on it. And the reason why that's significant to me, Gunner, he was born when Philip had his ACL tear after, you know, in that Colts game. If you look at my Twitter header picture, that's he and I walking off already knowing that he had an ACL tear. And then he had the knee scope and played at the in the AFC Championship game. We lost to the then undefeated Patriots. And then he said, let's wait a week to have the surgery because Tiffany, his wife, was due expecting Gunner, his right. son. And then he called me the next morning and said, she's not due for another 2 weeks now, so let's do it now. And I still remember I was leaving for the X Games, the Winter X Games, when I did all that stuff. I said, well, then it's got to be tomorrow because then I'm leaving. And then we did it. And then so we always I always know how old Gunner is because he was born right there with his ACL, so to speak. And I still remember 10 years from Phillip's ACL. He texted me out of the blue saying thank you and that. 10 years, and I'm like, Gunner's 10 years. But I saw Gunner in the picture. He's a big kid. He's apparently a really good quarterback, Gunner is. Go look at that video. Maybe you'll embed it from the Chargers. Gunner's a 15-year-old and apparently a pretty good quarterback. And I was like, dude, I'm old, Philip. I mean, that's your son? That's Gunner? He's big. And he's like, yeah. And he goes, a pretty good quarterback. He's got a chance. And, you know, so what do you think the question I asked Philip was? I'll show you. What do you think I asked him?
How many other kids play football?
No, boring. I asked him, I'll show you. Here's our exchange. I said, was that Gunner with you? What is he, 15? Crazy how big, old he is. Good-looking kid, QB. It's crazy where the time goes. He's going to have a real shot. Oh, he did say 65 to 35% Broncos fans. Stinks. I said, not surprised about your son. Does he have dad's throwing motion? And he said, yes, not as, quote, unorthodox.
Yeah. You're replicating.
Genetics. And I said, work for dad. It's fine, you know. So anyways. All right, enough of that. Let's get on to injuries at hand. Should we just go straight to Chargers first?
Yeah, I was going to say sticking with the Chargers.
And quarterbacks throwing motions and whatever.
Yeah, the news together. That Justin Herbert fractured his right index finger. They said no timetable yet. They're still doing evaluations, but they are 4-8, so not a great outlook.
Well, it's not even just 4-8, right? I mean, first of all, we still don't know what type of fracture, but we know it's the index finger. And he came back on the sideline with his hand in his hoodie pocket, so you couldn't see it was on it.
Yeah.
I have to think this season's left middle finger fracture was worse than this one, but this is going to have a worse effect. Because we talked about it in game yesterday, the way Philip Rivers grips the football, he's index finger dominant. Every quarterback is thumb dominant, right? That's Justin, a given.
Justin
you
Herbert.
Can't grip it, you can't spin it. But there are quarterbacks that can throw with their index finger off the ball, that they're middle finger dominant. And there are quarterbacks that are index finger dominant. Justin Herbert looks like an index finger dominant quarterback. It's the last thing that touches the ball as he releases and it steers the ball. And that's where he couldn't come back and play. And this is where I think it's more likely he's done for the season with or without surgery. There's only 4 weeks left at this point in time. He's certainly not playing Thursday. And I know you guys have all been on it, you know, line movers getting on early. Now it's already gone to 3. It was started at 1.5. 2.5, now it's 3. And as soon as it's confirmed he's out, it might go up even higher. But Easton Stick this week for the Chargers. Index finger on that type of grip, that's a big deal. It's almost as big a deal as the thumb. Almost. And then you throw in 4-8. No, are they 4-8?
They're 5-8.
5-8. Right?
Yeah, 5-8. 1-2 in the division.
5-8 right now. They're not vying for the division at this point in time. They're trying to, you know, go 9-8 and eke out a tiebreaker for a wild card, for the third wild card, right? I mean, there's still that very small chance.
Yeah, big blow for them. Josh Palmer is still on IR. Keenan Allen's healthy, but tough for him to be the only pass catcher, along with Gerald Everett.
Then again, the Raiders scored a goose egg, so, you know.
There's a good chance another one can happen too.
You got a chance.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs left that game, that 3-0 game. Right knee injury by video. I think you said hyperextension, Doc, so kind of a long shot for him to play Thursday, right?
I think long shot to play Thursday. I don't think his season is over as long as the Raiders are still alive. I don't think it's major surgery. We'll see. I mean, we're early today, so we don't have the latest information, but that's where we are on Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, Pierce said he got nicked early on and then wasn't the same, like, going forward the rest of the game. Like, the way he talked, it sounded like it's nothing, but by our video analysis, it looked like it was a little more serious.
Hey, well, what was the halftime calisthenics? What was that all about?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just... trying to fire up the team, trying to inspire some points into them. I don't know.
It didn't do anything, for sure, but I don't know. That seems like a high school coach thing. I don't know if, like, the players really, like, you know, like that. I don't know if you've ever seen, like, anybody on your side doing that, Doc, like sharp, like a Marty Schottenheimer, like, was someone like that ever, like, try to, I don't know, it was weird. It didn't look right.
Well, first of all, half times in the NFL are really short.
Right.
Unless it's like a Thanksgiving game or a Super Bowl where they got entertainers or something.
Like 12, they're
15. Really short. By the time you get in, you know, use the restroom and get something to eat and drink. And yes, you mentioned high school, there are cut oranges in the locker room.
Yes.
There's a lot of other things too, but some traditions die hard. There are cut oranges in the locker
room. Oh, that's great. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Speaking of high school, right? Yeah. And some bananas and, you know, whatever.
Awesome. Yep. Yeah.
But let me tell you, it's all we can do on the halftime IVs. And this is why some players leave early to boom, run in a bag of fluid and get them back out on the field. It's quick. So
how long does it take?
Honestly, the elapsed time at halftime is no different than an 8-play drive. I mean, if your defense is on the field for 8 plays, the offense has got more than 10-12 real minute time on the sideline. So,
yeah, it's not like you're getting cold and have to warm back up after halftime.
I don't know. I don't know if players – I've never had a coach do that. I'm not sure if players like that or don't like that. I'm not sure that I don't know. I'm not sure – I respect Antonio Pierce, but I don't think Dan Campbell's firing up his team that way.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Let's talk CJ Stroud real quick. Left last game, taking the hard hit to the back of the head, got pushed down and whipped the neck back. In concussion protocol, had clear symptoms on the field. By our data, 22% chance to clear. They get a matchup with the Titans next week. Could be an interesting one, especially without Nico Collins left that game. Dalton Schultz missed his second game with a hamstring, so...
Well,
could be Davis Mills.
I'm going to say, you have to hear my whole thought here, but I'm going to say something here. MetLife Turf 100% was responsible for that concussion because his head hit the MetLife Turf. Now, would he have gotten concussed on regular grass? Probably.
Okay. But
yes, the turf was responsible for the concussion. His head hit the turf.
There you go.
You know, it was raining a bunch. Would it have made a regular grass softer where you didn't get a concussion? I think that's a stretch. I mean, bottom line is, it doesn't matter what his immediate symptoms were. It matters how quickly they go away. I will admit I was surprised that Derek Carr, apparently for the second time this year, cleared concussion protocol in 1 week. First time, I get it, 22%. Second time in the same season,
it's hard to
usually
do.
Usually they're more conservative, but he made it back. CJ Stroud, this is his first one. 22%, that's the number. Whether you're the quarterback, running back, O-lineman, linebacker, it's the same. So we'll see what happens. And then, of course, Nico Collins with the calf, second time this season. You got to think he's going to miss some time. Obviously, no Tank Dell. Dalton Schultz was out. I mean, all of a sudden, Houston, look, they're still above 500, right? They're 7-6. What a great job by D'Amico Ryans and company.
Sticking with the concussions, TJ Watt's an interesting one from last Thursday. got kind of kicked in the side of the head on the first play, but cleared and came back in. Was wearing a visor, with which raised a lot of people's eyebrows and looked like he was using some smelling salts on the sideline. We did the deep dive. Looks like he has worn a visor before, which you said you do have to get clearance. You can't just switch up mid-game.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Okay. Saw the play. He got kicked accidentally by Zeke. Blood in the mouth. You saw them working on his jaw.
Right.
I don't know the truth of the matter, but blood in the mouth is a mandatory concussion screen. Now, the screen is just five simple questions. Could be done pretty quickly. But any blood in the mouth, that's a rule. You're supposed to do a concussion screen. I'm not sure if one was done or not. He got put back into the game. The smelling salts. Look, is it possible that he was checked on and was fine and checked? And usually when you check a guy for a concussion, that's not it for the game. You go back and check on him again in 5 minutes and see how he's doing. Now, I don't know. I didn't pay enough attention. Maybe you guys know. Smelling salts are in the blue travel cabinets, and you can grab them anytime you want. The little ammonia poppers. A lot of guys use them before the game, okay? Yeah. Some will use them during the game. If TJ Watt was just getting them, or the equipment guy was getting them for him and he was using them, I get it. But if medical personnel was giving them to him or saw him using them, they needed to check and screen him more. Now, maybe that happened. I don't know. Okay. But if a medical staff person was giving him smelling salts, knowing that he had blood in the jaw and this, the other stuff, and didn't send him back with the red hat and the primary care concussion check physician, that doesn't seem right. But I don't know the circumstances of the smelling salts. Okay. Just like everyone accused the Jaguars of doing wrong by not giving Trevor Lawrence the cart. Well, they offered the cart. He didn't take it. Okay.
Right.
And then the visor. I had not realized he'd worn the visor this year. The visor first got me. It's like, you can't just throw a dark visor on somebody. That's not appropriate. Okay. Right. Let me give you a little story. I saw LT this weekend. LT famously wore a visor. Every single year, we had to get a medical evaluation that was new that justified the use of the visor. That's the league rule.
Right.
Every single year. Every player that has a dark visor has to have it renewed every single year in order to use it. I did kind of anecdotally notice that LT's visor was a little darker than some of the tints darker than some of the other guys that weren't stars on our team. This is actually an authentic, now that I look at my back, LT helmet. This is his dark visor.
Yeah.
Darker than some of our teammates that were just a gray.
Right.
This is actually a heavy game actual LT helmet. But anyways, that dark visor has to get approved every year. Now, because TJ Watt's worn it, clearly he's had approval for it this year. That's why they could put it on him. They couldn't just all of a sudden put it on him. That would not work. What, so maybe there was another reason to use the visor, I guess is the question. Does it bring up questions? It absolutely does. But we're just here to try and explain what's happening.
What is the medical reason? Is it light sensitivity? Is it other stuff?
Well, there are lots of different reasons, potentially. I don't know that I can go into which one LT had because of HIPAA, right? But light sensitivity, you know, who knows? Previous history of seizure disorder, eye issue, this, that, the other. I will admit, now, I didn't write the note. I'm an orthopedist. There's no orthopedic reason for him to need the visor.
Right.
But there may be other neurologic, ophthalmologist, easy for me to say, eye reasons, head reasons, neurological reasons, other reasons. The appropriate specialist needs to write that note.
Right.
Didn't come from me. And I will admit, I've seen some of the reasons. I'm not saying LTs. Some of the reasons are a little bit creative. I've already mentioned here that I did notice the thing that there were some that we got letters and submitted to the league, and they got approved, but it wasn't this color tint. It was maybe a light gray.
Going on to Justin Jefferson real quick.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Quick, Stefanski said, or sorry, O'Connell said the hospital visit was for precautionary reasons. They were encouraged by what they saw from him. They did say it was an internal chest injury, so maybe you can read between the lines on that. But it sounded like he didn't have any fractured ribs. They didn't explicitly say that, but he did travel with the team, so they're not ruling him out for Saturday against the Bengals just yet.
Yeah, I mean, we were right and we were wrong there. We were very confident on his hamstring.
Yeah.
And this is no criticism of Josh Dobbs, but maybe Tom Brady was right. You know,
yeah.
There's ways to help guys. I mean, that was a hospital pass, right? I mean, he went to the hospital. I'm glad he checked out and flew home with the team. That means what? Doesn't mean he doesn't have a bruised lung, but it certainly means that he didn't have any collapsed lung. I'm sure they also checked his kidney and liver where he was hit, et cetera. We'll see what happens. It remains to be seen whether Justin Jefferson can or will play. But I do think it's clear that whether it was going to be Nick Mullins or Josh Dobbs. And now it seems like Nick Mullins is going to get his run, right?
Yeah, interesting matchup next week against the Bengals. Just sticking with the Bengals real quick, there was an interesting one this week where Jake Browning kind of had looked like his thumb locked up on him. And we were looking for video, saw some options, but then the team said cramps, and he ended up coming back and no ill effects from just getting an IV.
Well, the way that his thumb was locked down and he was like straightening it, I was like, is that a trigger thumb or is his thumb dislocating and he's putting it back in? And I know the internet went a little crazy. A thumb cramp? How does your thumb cramp? Okay. Muscles cramp. And there are a lot of muscles. I've talked to Philip enough. He doesn't care. Philip Rivers got IVs all the time. Why? Because there was one or two games where his forearm cramped and he would have to keep stretching his arm and hand. He's like, and why do we always do the IVs, including at halftime? Because he said, like, I don't want it to be in the fourth quarter and be cramping up in the middle of a drive.
Right.
I mean, but you haven't cramped up in a while. But he's like, well, but I also been getting the IVs. I don't want to take the chance.
Right.
Right. And so the reason for the thumb locking was not anything with the thumb. It's muscles in the forearm that control the thumb that were spasming, just the one down. And he straighten it out. So that's why he got the IV. I know in the war room, you guys pointed out, oh, he's got a wrap on his arm now. I'm like, yeah, on his left forearm where they did the IV for his right forearm muscle injury. But it's just a cramp. It's okay. Just the fact that it was his isolated thumb made it seem weird.
Hey there, listeners of the Sports Injury Central podcast. Ever felt the wear and tear of intense training? We get it. Recovery is crucial. That's why we're introducing you to Mushroom Life. Unlock the natural power of functional mushrooms with their range of tinctures, soft gels, and more, all designed to support your well-being and elevate your performance. And for those days when you just want to kick back and relax, check out their Euphoric Mushroom Gummies, the perfect blend for that post-game relaxation. Very nice of them to send us a sample pack. I can't wait to dig in on my next off day. Now here's a treat for all our loyal listeners. Use the code SIC and snag an incredible 50% off across the board. Dive into the world of mushrooms and elevate your wellness journey. And always remember, shroom responsibly. Head over to Mushroom Life now and discover the magic of mushrooms. Click link in the bio in the show notes, mushroomlife.com. That's mushroomlife.com. Let me throw some fantasy names at you. Give you a chance to talk about Trevor Lawrence too. That happened last Monday night, so we didn't get it on last podcast, but that's not a high ankle, right, Doc? He got cleated high, but everybody's taking it and running with it that it's a high ankle.
Well, look, I don't know for sure whether it is or isn't. We just go by injury analysis and video analysis. By that, it is not a high ankle, including when he gets rolled up upon, folded up his leg underneath. That is not a high ankle by video. And I'm not going against the Jacksonville Jaguars medical staff. They didn't say that. The head coach said it, right? And all of national media and beat reporters, rightfully so, they're reporters. They do injury reporting. And then the Roto Wires, Roto Worlds, Underdog, they propagate that injury reporting. What we do is injury analysis. Right? The injury reporting, because it came from Doug Peterson, said high ankle. We didn't think so. The injury reporting said huge uphill battle to play this week. We said, no, I think it remains open. And when we saw him without a boot on Tuesday, at practice on Thursday, we started going stronger. We even made the video. This is not a game time decision. He physically can play the game. And if it were the playoffs or Super Bowl, he would play and start the game. This is a coaching decision. Does Doug Peterson feel comfortable putting out a not 100% Trevor Lawrence, especially with left tackle 3 against Cleveland? And let's look at the schedule and how we want to play this out. It's a coaching decision. Not that Trevor Lawrence isn't the best quarterback on the team. It's without a lot of practice, with some O-line issues, looking at the big picture of the standings and where we are. The coaching decision was made that to go with Trevor Lawrence. And he played okay, mostly shotgun, but what was the stat? One of the beat reporters said that normally he's very accurate downfield. And he's downfield, he was 1 for 7 with 2 interceptions, passes more than 20 yards downfield. And that would show up because it's his right ankle and he's not stepping into throws. And if you're not stepping into throws the right way, you're not as accurate. Look, it's one thing to have an ankle issue and shoot free throws. It's another to have an ankle issue and shoot three-point jump shots, right? Your accuracy will not be there on your three-point jump shooting if you have an ankle issue in terms of your liftoff, right, et cetera. You're just a little bit off. And here with Trevor Lawrence in terms of the push-off. And it may have shown a little bit, but he'll be a week better next week. I don't think there's going to be any issue. He keeps his consecutive start streak alive. So there you go. We're not 100%, but here's a case where I think we went up against the national narrative and it turned out.
Yeah, kind of a wild game. We unfortunately had the under in that game, finished at 31.
Well, that's the only thing I didn't like. It's like if we're saying where Trevor Lawrence is going to play, that might have been a pause on the under. Even though the defenses were healthier than the offenses with or without Trevor
offensive
Lawrence.
Line issues.
Yeah. I get offensive line issues. I get the algorithm, and that's what the algorithm spit out. But, I mean, that's the only thing I was like when I saw that. And, you know, I'm not the the betting guy, we're the injury guy, and we have this algorithm, and you guys fed it in, and that's what it came out. But this is one where, you know what I would say? Analytics are good, right? And say, go for it on fourth down here, or punt it on fourth down here, or kick the field goal here, or do this here, go for two here. Analytics is good. But I don't think you can ever follow analytics completely, right? And blindly. Game script, flow, what's happening. Do I really have the perfect play call or not? If analytics says punt, but it's like, oh, I got the perfect play call in this situation, maybe you do go for it. Maybe there are other reasons. And this is, I would have said, is an other reason. Like, Trevor Lawrence playing might upset that analytics algorithm that we had. But it is what it is.
Yeah, there were six turnovers in the game, so that usually lends itself to an over with all the position changes. And let me throw some other names at you. Jonathan Taylor has missed 2 weeks. They play against the Pittsburgh this week. Is there a chance he could play?
Yes. I wouldn't have him as probable. I know that designation doesn't exist. I'd have him as possible. And I know that designation doesn't exist. So it's questionable, but it's a wide range. I think it's possible that he plays. I think he beats 4 weeks for sure, but I think it's possible that he plays this week.
Now, it's a big one for fantasy playoffs coming up. So a lot of people will be having eyes on that status. You can head to sickinsights@sickscore.com for all the latest. We'll be tracking his practice reports, all that stuff. Isaiah Pacheco is another one for the Chiefs. Had a wild game. Plenty to talk about with that and Kadarius Toney lining up offsides. But Isaiah Pacheco looked like right shoulder that he injured on the play he was ejected on. Didn't play this week. Andy Reid was initially not ruling out IR, but he has ruled out that possibility now and said he should be back sooner rather than later.
Yeah. It may indeed be the same shoulder he had surgery on, right, in the offseason. I don't think it's IR. I don't think it's surgery, but I would put Jonathan Taylor ahead of Pacheco next week right now as a quick thing. Now, let's talk about the Patrick Mahomes thing. One of the things I will say, I just thought of this right now. You know, my son, Davis, who's now 11, loves Patrick Mahomes. I just thought of this. I'm going to show him that video from the game and have him look at Patrick Mahomes. I don't care if you're right. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I don't care if you're right. Don't do that. Now, I get his point. Now, Patrick Mahomes, I guarantee you, could not see how offsides he was because he's moving around the defense. He's like, oh, he's lined up, you know, on the end there in the slot in the right spot. That's good, right? He's not, that's not his job to see that he is or isn't offsides. And then we've all seen the pictures where he's considerably offside. And the referee, Carl Sheffer, said, well, he was so offside, it was egregious, we had to call it. And no, we didn't give a warning. Patrick Mahomes' thing is, you always give a warning. I've never heard of that before. And then on the big touchdown, you call this BS. In fairness, though, they called it before it was a touchdown, right? As soon as the ball was snapped, they called it. Now, whether it was a sack or an interception or a three-yard gain, that's not what they called it on, right? It's not like there was a touchdown and they went, oh, upon further review, he was offsides, right? They threw the flag instantaneously. Yeah. They didn't know that was the big play. My bigger, more important question is, was that planned or was that total ad lib by Travis Kelce and Tony?
Yeah.
That's my question. Was that part of the play call? I mean, interesting there, but you know, the key is he really drew in Tony's guy almost to him before he threw it. That's what created the room for the touchdown, right? So if that was improv, that's one hell of an improv, okay, especially with that much time left in the game. If that were a called play, and I don't think the Chiefs will say, because you know,
right, they're paying homage to Frank Wycheck, who just passed away, musical miracle. That's what people were mentioning.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I saw that a bunch here. Do you guys think that one was a lateral or no?
That was a lateral, but it was close, though. It was definitely, I think.
Here's the thing. Once again, by optics and angles.
Right.
The first time you see the play, I think 99% of the world says that's a forward pass.
Yeah, they always will, I think, yeah.
But if you look that final camera angle down the line, and I'm convinced of this, I don't think they called the play this way. But if Frank Wycheck throws that, not at the, I think it was the 25 or yard line or whatever it was, where there's a line on the field all the way across it, right. He throws it at the 27 where you don't have the benefit of the line all the way down the field. That's called a forward pass. The only way that it got called a lateral, and straight lateral is a lateral.
Mm-hmm. Right.
1 inch forward is forward. It does not have to be 1 inch backwards.
Right.
As long as it's even, it's a lateral. Without that 25-yard marker, I don't think you get that call. That's all I say. If you're just in green grass, how do you tell? The optics make it look different.
Right.
Now, here's a quiz question that you won't get. Well, maybe you will. Who received the kickoff and made the first lateral before Frank Wycheck then threw it back to Kevin Dyson? Three guys were involved in the play. Who's the first one?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You guys might have met him. You know him. He's been a friend of the show. Number 41.
Okay.
Should be, in my opinion, in the Hall of Fame as a fullback. That's not enough.
We've met him.
I think you might have. Maybe not. He's been on the pod and other things, I think. Lorenzo Neal.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know he played for the – I didn't even know he was there.
I mean, look at the video now. His body types, you can't miss. Number 41. Anyways, we'll keep going. Oh, the final one count on that is I'm surprised – I mean, look.
He was there for 1 year. That's crazy.
Is that?
He was there for 1 year, and that was the year that it happened.
Well, mean, you know how I, especially the changing numbers nowadays, drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at body types more than anything.
You know,
in lifetime of who's where and what. But the final thing on this, I don't love that Patrick Mahomes lost his cool there. You know, I don't love that. And his detractors will point that out, and his fans will forgive it. And he doesn't do it often, so it's okay, but I will show my son. But anyone else point out, I mean, okay, I get Taylor Swift, not Travis Kelce's wife, Tony Romo. I get that Taylor Swift admits that she learned to love football late in life and is surprised at what she's missing. She's just supporting her man. I'm great with that. Does Brittany Mahomes not know football?
I don't think so.
She should.
I mean,
around enough at this point.
She's been around it,
right? I mean, college days, even, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
First of all, I think wives, girlfriends, or others should stay out of the controversy.
Yeah.
Second of all, if you're going to enter yourself into the controversy, I don't know if you saw her Instagram post. I don't follow Instagram.
I saw news wires.
Like she posted MVP and she showed a referee.
Yep.
The back judge.
Yeah.
The one.
How about the line judge that made the call?
Anybody with white and black.
And if you're going to do that, why not do the white hat, which is the head referee? He's ultimately in charge of the crew. You picked on the back judge. He had nothing to do with that. I don't know.
It was just a good picture. He was the only one in the picture. It was a good, she could frame it nice. That was it.
I was surprised that Andy Reid fed into it. I thought he was a little bit usually above that he was saying, oh, yeah, usually we get a warning all my time in the league. I've never seen it not warned.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Why do you think he fed into it?
Because Mahomes was championing it.
Backing up his boy.
Yeah.
Backing up his boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Dennis Allen backed up Derek Carr and Eric McCoy. Oh, they're fighting.
Yeah.
That's good. They have fire. It's okay.
Right.
Now, privately, he's like, guys, don't do that. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
when you have a lead,
he's got to take a little heat off of Mahomes there. Right?
Yeah.
And Reed's never like that either. He's never like that. So it looked a little bit more, but like you said, it was definitely just defending him and making sure, you know, he had him in the public limelight, right?
If Mahomes doesn't do what he did, I don't think Andy Reed does what he did.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Backing up his guy. You can't hate on that.
Got a good call of the week. Thanks to the algorithm. We weren't the only ones on Bears +3.5, but definitely numbers supported that big time, and they pulled out the victory 28-13. Justin Fields, 3 straight games without an interception for the first time in his career. So it seems like Bears are playing pretty good. They're alive in that division. They're not very alive, but
you said they're a different 4-8 team, right, Doc, than the Jets. I know the Jets.
Look, the algorithm liked the Bears. I said, yeah, I like that, just in terms of direction of what it is. And I think you all made the recommendation of 3.5 and ultimately closed at 3. Mm-hmm. Ultimately didn't matter. I mean, ultimately, money lies. Right? They won the game outright, right? But that's a whole other story. My point was that feels like a 4-8 team that still has some fight in them, in that Eberflus is coaching for his job. The GM added Montez Sweat and paid him, right?
He's playing phenomenal, by the way. He's been one of the best defensive players in the league since.
They're healthy. And Justin Fields, remember, they were out without Justin Fields for 4 games. He's played well since he's come back. They're a different team now. And then, first of all, in general, players aren't tanking for the first pick. In general, they're not. But the Bears have it either way because they've got Carolina's pick. So Justin Fields and company are playing, say, yeah, let's do this. So we draft the top rush end or a top, you name it, not a quarterback, right?
Well, wide receiver, offensive line maybe,
whatever it is. But my point is they seem like a team with still some fight in them, right? They're like, oh, yeah, we had a bad start, but we're healthy now. We're on a run. Whereas the Jets, now they surprised, right? They played very well in the second half. That went from a first half 0-0 nothingness to a second half over. Game over still hit with that goal, which is crazy.
Right.
But is there any chatter this morning about Aaron Rodgers? What happened to that? I mean, we talked about it internally last week. The biggest surprise to me of Zach Wilson starting was not the athletic piece that he didn't want to start or this, that, the other. I'm not sure what's true there or not true. But Robert Saleh said he's the starter for the rest of the season. What does that mean? Does that mean Aaron Rodgers had a setback? Does that mean we know we're done and so we're just going to play Zach Wilson because we got that 8th loss? 5-8, they're not mathematically out.
Right.
9-8, if you get lucky with tiebreakers, and I have no idea where their tiebreaker status is. But where's Aaron Rodgers' chatter? Wasn't this upcoming week or is it next week, the week that he's supposed to be back?
I think it's this upcoming week.
Next week,
Next week's, I think, when the window closes, the 3-week window.
Yeah. Where's the chatter?
Saleh put it to bed without even saying his name. It's kind of incredible that it just shut down.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Looking ahead to next
week. We'll know on Tuesday, right? He'll do his McAfee hit on Tuesday and see what he has to say.
We'll get the latest.
I'll probably whip it up again. I don't know.
Yeah,
like, I'm not hating on Aaron Rodgers. I'm the one that said that it wasn't impossible that he could, right?
Just the story is dying down now, and there's reasons for that. Yeah.
Well, it died down. It's gone away, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like it was
overnight.
I was on daily Aaron Rodgers watch. What was his video today? What was it? Not watch. People would tag me and send it to me.
Yeah. Looking ahead to next week, got some coach speak for you from Pete Carroll, one of our favorites on the podcast. They play Monday night against the Eagles. He said it's too soon to know if Geno Smith can play next week.
Well, I mean, he's right, technically. Okay. But that's why we said all along, there was no video. But knowing coach speak and whatever, Pete Carroll's words were telling us Geno Smith is not playing in the game. And he didn't do much of a workout before the 49er game. So he may be a ways away.
And Drew Lock didn't look terrible too. So it's not like they need to necessarily rush back. I don't think he looked enough that like you need to go Geno Smith as soon as possible.
Yeah, another reason he didn't look terrible is at least by midweek, certainly end of the week, he got all the starter reps.
Correct, yeah.
Yep.
This wasn't a surprise. Here you go. I mean.
Right.
Yeah, 22 for 31, 269 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, four sacks. So full day for Drew Lock. We'll see see his status going forward. Again, Sick Insights is where you get all the latest. Looking at some other matchups, Pittsburgh at Indy with TJ Watt. We'll see if he clears for that. And Indy potentially getting Jonathan Taylor. I think as of right now, it's -2.5 Indianapolis. Baltimore at Jacksonville. Baltimore's favored -3.5. Jacksonville's got their offensive line issues. And obviously Trevor Lawrence, another week. And then Minnesota.
Steelers, Watt and Highsmith. They're both in concussion protocol. So that's both sack people on each side. So that if they are both out, that would be a huge loss for the defense.
Is there a no chance that Anthony Richardson comes back? I mean, Indy's looking like it's making a playoff push. So is that completely out of the picture that Richardson could come back?
Not with that type of surgery. He's not coming back.
Gotcha. I think Deshaun Watson is eligible to return this upcoming week too. I would assume it's similar for him.
Depends on what specific surgery that he had. Depending on the type, there's an outside chance for Deshaun Watson if the Browns can go deep into the playoffs. I think there's no chance for Rit AR to be back, no matter how deep the Colts go to the playoffs. Just different types of surgery.
Right.
Well, I'm looking forward to Browns making the playoffs, and then we say, well, if Joe Flacco brought him there, do you stick with Joe Flacco?
Can you turn back Father Time? I mean,
he's trying.
Yeah, 565 yards, five touchdowns, two interceptions in two games. So he's slinging it.
Look, I mean, Flacco gets dissed, you know, but he was legit quarterback. And look, but as you get older in life, I mean, look, even for me, as you get older in life, okay, when I was younger in life, this is, I'm not even doing athlete analogy, okay, because I went up to LA and it was a happy hour party. I mean, I was done at home by 10, not home, but I was at my friend's, asleep by 10:30, certainly before 11 on Saturday night. I was still a little tired on Sunday. I used to be able to go back to back and go out and do stuff. As you get older, it gets tougher. So it's two games in for Flacco. He's still relatively fresh. What's gonna be the case when he's five games in? I mean, the league is tough, man.
It's Leah, you get fatigue, like you said, yeah.
Fatigue and bruised and beat up. And right now he's starting to feel it for sure, but he's still on the fresher side, right? Imagine, I mean, you think Flacco would be playing like this if he were 14 weeks into the season?
No. They get a matchup against the Bears next week too, so hopefully Montez Sweat doesn't get to him too much.
Yeah.
Minnesota at Cincinnati is the last one I have on the list. Cincinnati -3.5. They got something in Chase Brown, that young kid behind Joe Mixon. And then we'll see if Nick Mullins or Josh Dobbs is starting quarterback for Minnesota.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Mullins, right? That's the way it certainly looks now. And, you know, T. Higgins back, Jamar Chase, Mixon. Some weapons for Burrow. The Bengals are still in it, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beast of the week, I have Tylan Wallace with his walk-off punt return, only in that position because Devin Duvernay left with a back injury. John Harbaugh talked about he was debating whether to go with Tylan Wallace or I forget who the other option was, but Tylan Wallace hadn't returned a kick since college, and then he gets that big walk-off punt return in overtime.
That's why they drafted him. So it's like he's been sitting around waiting for that opportunity. So it's good that he took it.
That's pretty impressive there. And you know, it's nothing to do with anything else, but another beast candidate might be that USFL kicker.
Oh yeah,
60-yarder and a 59-yarder and another 50-yarder and a 45-yarder and a big game, all no question. And the biggest part is, you know, there was complete confidence from Mike McCarthy go out there kick this.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he misses one of those long ones, especially early, flips the field, changes the game.
Brandon Aubrey is his name. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew Aubrey. I knew, but I was like, who is that guy? And another question for you. I don't know the stats numbers. Is Justin Tucker the most accurate kicker of all time again? Who missed two?
Yeah. So let me see what Tucker did. Yeah, if Tucker did any, if he didn't miss one field goal yesterday, then he's good to go.
No, I only say that because at the top, I mean, missing one or two field goals is, misses count against you a lot more than
well, they're separated by one. Mere percentage, like mere like decimal points. So that was 0 for 2. And looks like Tucker was, looks like, let me see here, 1, 2, 3, 3 for 3. So Tucker does take him over. Yeah, 0 for 2 and 3 for 3 is enough to sway it. Yeah.
There you go, Justin Tucker.
1 week. But it's so close, they can keep on fighting back. But those
yeah, neck and neck.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing is because Tucker's been in the league so long that a miss hurts him less than a miss for Koo.
Right, right.
You know, by the percentage points and so forth. All right, thanks for joining us here. And two Monday Night Football games tonight. As we head into the holiday season, now we start Saturday games. We hard to keep track of all the schedules now. Yeah. Everything goes.
Basketball has games as well, right? We're gonna have some double sports soon.
Double sports, but you know this. I mean, it's been nice on Sundays just being in the war room, but like I already can see this Saturday is gonna be a streaming nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three games. I don't even know who's what network it's on, but all good. Awesome. All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Go to sicscore.com. Lots of offers there. Check it out. Field views. Good luck in fantasy playoffs if you're in. I'm not. I got knocked out a little bit ago. All right, thanks for watching and listening.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.